Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were July corn up 3¾ cents at 782.5, July wheat up 20¼ cents at 1189, and July beans up 2 cents at 1707¼. We did have a sale this morning, 130,000 metric tons of beans, old crop beans, to Egypt. We haven't seen any evidence that China bought those three cargoes last week, but maybe they'll show up in the weekly figures out here. Wheat was higher on news that Russia is rejecting the grain export corridor that the UN proposed. They claim that they're not going to allow any exports out until sanctions are lifted. But on the other hand, Ukraine has been able to sell 1.5 million metric tons of wheat, up from 1 million metric tons last month. They're trying to get wheat through Poland to Egypt. So, you know, it's not a wash there, but I think it's more weather-related that wheat's higher today than anything else. There was a freeze in western Kansas. Best we can tell is it really didn't do much damage. So I don't know, you know, we're up on that, I guess, in Russia, but I don't really see that that's a big mover here. Looks like we could see lower palm oil production out of Malaysia this month. That put bean oil up a full penny. We have export inspections at 10 o'clock. Crop progress tonight, they're looking for 68% of the corn planted and 53% of the beans planted. And, you know, the weather around the country, Midwest, a little bit colder and wetter than we'd like to see it right now. Looks like we warm up considerably next week. So I think that'll certainly turn the tide. You know, the question is, can we plant 32% of the beans in the next week? Of corn in the next week. I think that's possible out here this week. So I think we'll get most of it in. I don't really see it being a major problem at this point. All the markets look like they want to try to move higher here. We've got the dollar down 85 ticks. We've got the metals up. We've got Bitcoin up. So it looks like a kind of a risk on day here today. We'll have the shortened week next week with the Memorial Day holiday. But overall, you know, the question is, so many times we've opened higher and then given it back by the end of the day. And just to the contrary, a lot of times we open lower and rally it during the day. So I don't know if it's going to be one of those kind of days. But my guess is that we'll see kind of a risk on day with higher prices by the end of the day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.